Well, I think it's time to make a declaration. Then you grab your Bible, your iPod, pad, whatever you got, a device, and if not, just raise your hand and repeat after me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what it says I can have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will continue to be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is ready, because I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. Never in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Shout amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Got a little bit more, a little bit longer today than average. Last week, as I finished up number 7 and number 8 in the journey of faith. Everyone say the journey of faith. See, we're all on a journey. We're all on a trek. We're all on a time frame, and it's a journey. And there's many changes. Can I have an amen? There are many changes that have happened in our lives. And guess what? There's going to be many more changes that are going to happen. It's not the question of whether they change. It's how much faith we attach to them and how we walk them all out. And so this journey of faith about Abram, last week I taught on tithing on everything. And also I broached the subject of refusing satanic compromise. And I thought I'd said enough until the Lord said, no, you got some more to go. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to do refusing satanic compromise. We've got a little bit of material to go through, but I think it's important to follow this out. And so for those that maybe haven't been here all the time, I just want to set this up. Okay. Now we know that there was strife between Abram's herdsmen and the other herdsmen, and Lot, that is, thank you, and Lot's herdsmen, and there was strife. And so Abram said, this shouldn't be, so you pick whichever way you want to go. So Lot picked Sodom and Gomorrah, parked his family there, all right? So we know that was the end of that strife, because God said stay out of strife. So what happened was, there was a war that happened between Chedorlaomer, a four-king federation, and the king of Sodom and king of Gomorrah and three other kings. There was a war between them. And the first set of kings lost. The second set of kings won, the king of Sodom and king of Gomorrah. But the problem was, is that they needed to understand, which they didn't, that Abram was in covenant with his nephew Lot. And so he had heard about Lot being captured and the goods and all that stuff. And so because of this blood covenant, which we talked about, Abram decided to rescue his grandson or his nephew, right? In Genesis chapter 14, verses 14 through 16, now when Abram had heard that, it says his brother, but it means Lot, was taken captive, he armed his 318 trained servants who were born in his own house and went in pursuit as far as Dan. Now we know that those forces were the best, the top of the line Delta forces, right? And he divided them against them by night, and he and his servants attacked them and pursued them as far as Hobah, which is north of Damascus. So he brought back three things. He brought back all the spoil, all the goods, all the stuff. Everyone say stuff. How many of you got any stuff in your house? Okay, he brought back all the goods, and then he brought back his brother's son, Lot, his nephew, and all of his stuff, and then as well as the women and the people. Okay, so that's what Abraham won back, right, in this little battle. And so he did it because Lot was his blood covenant relationship. And he was willing to sacrifice for that. So, what happened after this in the story was there was a satanic compromise that was offered to Abram. So let's read about that, and then we'll go into that a little bit. Chapter 14, verses 21 through 23. Now the king of Sodom said to Abram, "Give me all those people, and you keep all the stuff." Verse 22. But Abram said to the king of Sodom, "I have raised my right hand to the Lord God Most High." That's the Lord Jehovah, God Most High, El Elyon, the possessor of heaven and earth. Verse 23. "And I will take nothing from a thread to a sandal strap, and that I will not take anything that is yours, king of Sodom, lest you say, I have made Abraham rich." He was rich anyway. He was rich before this battle. He didn't need it. And so he said, "I will not compromise. I will not take the satanic compromise." And you know, Satan is out there, right? He's a thief, and he comes to do three things: to steal, to kill, and destroy. That's his passion. That's his only passion. That's the only thing the devil wants to do, is to kill, steal, and destroy. Okay? Well, I say the heck with that. Let's stay away from that, right? And so we want to understand that the satanic compromise that was offered to Abram by the king of Sodom, we want to understand that a compromise with the enemy is always like getting stolen from. Compromise is always like a thief. John 10:10, "The thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. But," "but," Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly." And that's where Abram stood. Second thing about the satanic compromise that was offered, this was not the first satanic compromise that was ever offered. How many of you remember what happened in Genesis chapter 3? A little apple fruit was offered to Eve, and she took it, and she compromised. So here we see in the scriptures in Genesis 3 the compromise that was made and what the consequence of that was. And the satanic compromise that Abram was offered, but he chose not to take it, because he says, "I will not." He swore before the Lord, so to speak. And compromise tends to be progressive. Okay? What do you mean by that, Pastor Mike? Well, we know what happened with David. We know that David was looking at the wrong woman at one time and committed adultery. And then what happened after that? Got progressive. He decided, "Well, we need to get rid of this husband of hers, and so I'll just put him out in the front line of the war, and he'll die." And he did. So he went from fornication to murder. Thank you. You're paying attention. See, it's progressive. Compromise is always progressive. Get this. It is always. It will never not be progressive. And it's never progressive to the good. It's always progressive to the bad. Doing something bad creates more bad and more bad, right? So Abram said, "No, I'm not gonna do that." So the quote, I don't remember where I heard this, but it's not mine. It's not the mentors I had before me. But sin will take you farther than you want to go. Sin will keep you longer than you want to stay, and sin will charge you more than you want to pay. David paid a pretty rough price for that compromise, right? Yeah. So we want to be aware of that. I love that saying. So Abram's symbol of devotion to God was what? He raised his right hand. Now, what does that remind you of when you raise your right hand? Yeah, court of law, right? But isn't that interesting? If you look that up, the history of it, it talks about 17th century England. I go, you need to go to Genesis 14. That's where it started. He raised his, it's like he swore. Yeah, allegiance, yes. Thank you. Yeah. You know, I've had to do this in my car. I've had to do this in the bathroom. I've had to do this anywhere outside. I am unashamed. Every once in a while, when you're in a battle, you've just got to stop. And I have literally raised my right hand and said, "I have sworn allegiance to you, God, and I need your help." You know? So it's okay. I'm not ashamed to do that. Yeah, I do it in good times too. People on the lake ask me, who are you waving at? I'm waving at the Lord Jehovah, right? All right, so now that's a satanic compromise. Now, let's look at this in terms of, we talked about one of the earlier compromises in Genesis chapter 3, but there was another compromise offered to somebody in Matthew. Is it Matthew? No, in Luke chapter 4. The devil was trying to get Jesus to compromise. That's like spitting in the wind and expecting it not to come back and hit you, right? I mean, this is stupid par excellence, but he tried anyway. So let's look at this satanic compromise that was offered to Jesus. Verse 1, Jesus, full of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, you want to avoid compromise? There's your answer. Stay full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Forever and ever. Stay full of the Holy Ghost. Left the Jordan, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Being tempted 40 days by the devil, and in those days he ate nothing, and afterward they had ended, he was hungry. Verse 3, the devil said to him, the devil has a voice, by the way. We just have to shut it out and just not listen to it. If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. And Jesus answered and said, it is written. Okay? We see that three times. We see if you are and it is written. The devil will always question who we are in God. If you are such a good Christian, Bill, why don't you da-da-da-da-da-da-da? He will always question us because he wants to create an element of doubt in our lives, in our minds, right? That's where the battle is. Okay, let's go on. Where are we at? Verse 5. The devil, then, take him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment. And the devil said to him, all this authority I will give to you and their glory. That's a pretty big promise, right? All this authority I will give to you and their glory, for it's been delivered to me, and I will give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if, there it is, if you will worship before me, all this will be yours. The satanic compromise. Abram was given the same compromise, right? Take all the goods, take all the stuff, all this before you, Jesus, you can have if you bow down and worship me. And the king of Sodom said the same thing, the satanic compromise. All of this, I'll give you all. You keep all the goods. I want the souls. And Jesus said, get behind me, Satan, for it's written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. So how do you fight satanic compromise? Quote the cotton-picking scriptures. Excuse me, I don't mean to be disrespectful in that effort. Then he brought him to the Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said, if you be the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. Because the Bible says, this is Satan, the Bible says, he'll give his angels charge over you to keep you. And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And then Jesus comes up with the answer and said, it has been said, it is written, you shall not test or tempt the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Verse 13. Now when the devil had ended all these temptations, he departed from him until the opportune time. So here we see the temptation of Jesus in the same pattern as it was with Abram. And you have a choice. There's always that choice, right? Okay, so praise the Lord. Now, the keys to victory over satanic compromise, raise your hand to the Most High God. I don't care where you do it, how you do it, just raise your hand up. So I will not compromise when that comes. Second thing about victory over satanic compromise is fasting and prayer on a regular basis. We should be fasting something, somehow, somewhere, and prayer. Amen? Everybody said amen. Come on. Recognize, number three, recognize that Satan wants you to question who you are. If you be the Son of God, do you think that anybody went up to I have to use Michael Phelps as an example because I'm very familiar with the swimming aspect. But do you think Michael Phelps' coach went up and said, "You'll never be the best in the world"? Do you think somebody goes up to Katie Ledecky, who has a top 25 listings in the 1500 freestyle, top 25 times in 5 years on the planet? Do you think her coach goes up there and says, "You'll never be the best"? No, they're going to tell him, "You are the best." Not "you can be," "you are." There's a difference. You are the best. You are the best. We are the best because we got the best living in us, right? That's how we avoid the satanic compromise. I'm better than this. We can say that out loud, right? Recognize that Satan wants us to question who we are if we can fight it back by saying "it is written." And the best comeback is "it is written." Yeah. Abram said, "I'm not going to take this compromise." Say it out loud. You have to. Sometimes you just got to say no out loud. Amen? All right. And we'll finish up here on these last four things about know the areas that Satan primarily attacks. And it is in verse 3 where he says, if you be the Son of God, he will always question who we are in Christ. He will always question it. He will always attack it. You're not good enough, is what he's going to say. But I say, in Christ, I can do all things. Amen? Second area, he'll misdirect your worship, who you worship. Yeah. Showed him all the kingdom of the world. If you bow down and worship me, I will give you all these things. And then, he also wants us to put God to the test. And I wrote down this, I like this phrase, it says, there's a difference between testing and trusting. You can trust God in the middle of the test, amen? And that's important to hang on to that. So as we see here, the satanic compromise that Abram did not, he passed the test in this compromise. And that's what was really cool. I'll share this story. It was really interesting as I reminisced a little bit when I was working on this message about a personal story I had of compromise. And because the people are passed on, I feel like I can share this and not be wrong with confidentiality. But I had a person come in my office, an older fellow come in my office one day, and he'd broken off his front tooth. And he said, "Well, I was just kind of eating, and it broke off." And so we fixed it. Usually fixing a broken off front tooth is a little more than just average work, a little more pricey and that type of thing. And so he paid the bill and went on. And about a month later, he came in with this insurance form. And so he said, I'd like Doc to sign this. And so I looked at it, and it said, "Broken tooth while raking leaves." Well, he didn't tell me that a month before. Get the picture? He offered a satanic compromise. And I looked at him and I said, "I will not sign that." Yes, it's beneficial to you, but it's not. You know, so simple. It's something as simple as that. We've got to be aware that compromises may come. We have to be willing to stand and be integral with them. So, praise the Lord. So, step number 8 is refusing satanic compromise. So let's stand. Father, we bless you, we worship you, and we praise you. And Lord, I pray that our prayer, Lord, would be that we would have eyes to see and ears to hear when compromises are offered. And Lord, that we would be aware of them, Lord, and that we would have the spiritual intestinal fortitude, Lord, to say no and to do the right things. And God, we thank you for that. Even if we have been treated unjustly, Lord, we still want to think and do the right things and bless those who curse us. And so, Father, I just pray that you help us to be more fine-tuned in the area of refusing satanic compromises. And for that, we want to give you praise, we want to give you glory, and give you honor in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. 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 So go and have a blessed day. Thank you.